Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now. We're talking with the former mayor of the great city of Baltimore, Stephanie Rawlings Blake. It is so amazing to me how we've gotten here, the way we've gotten here. And it is so annoying to me how members of my own party are sitting back and allowing, particularly with respect to the Postal Service, they know what the truth is about vote by mail. We have, for example, Stephanie, been doing vote by mail in this country since the 1800s. Certainly within the Republican Party is sort of a foundational, operationalized way to get our vote out since the 1970s and 80s. I mean, so to watch all of this narrative kind of unfold the way it has, I think it's just so dangerous right now. And the challenge, and I know that, you know, Black women have played such an important role for Democrats in their body politic, you know, and that's now made even more clear, and the impact there. But there's still the rest of the electorate that the Democrats are going to have to navigate through. I have a particular concern about white suburban women, and asterisk, folks, there's a reason why Donald Trump is saying what he's saying to white suburban women, by the way. Everybody's like, why is he talking about the suburbs? Hello. So how do we cut through that? I mean, what is the challenge for the Biden-Harris campaign, the Democratic Party, to hold the disparate pieces together while it also tries to carve back some of those bricks that were taken in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, for example, in the last election because of white suburban voters? And I just don't buy this narrative that, well, you know, now that they've had 4 years to look at Trump, you know, they're coming off, you know, they want to vote against him. Well, I looked at the numbers in 2018, and while the Democrats took the House and did very well, I also saw that white suburban voters voted for the Trump candidate or Republicans by almost 49%, even in losing races. That to me says that there's a lot more work that probably has to be going on there to make sure that you make the case to those voters, those center right, center left, independent voters, that they need to do something different in 20.
I agree. I think as a person who's been in and around politics and elections, you know, like I know that, we're fighting along the margins.
Right.
And Trump is trying to go to that group of voters that he feels that delivered those crucial states for him. And you're right. They are fickle, in the sense that in those areas, in 2018, while you had even the you did have some Democratic victories in those areas, but sometimes they would vote Democrat on one candidate and Republican on in another race, so they're not consistent.
Exactly.
It will be important for Biden and Harris to push back against this narrative that the Democratic Party is going too far to the left. And that's why when you talk about the things that concern you, I talk about the post office, which is very important, and the what I see as a lack of principled leadership in the Republican Party, which concerns me. But it also concerns me with the progressives. And I want to make sure that they don't ruin this opportunity for us to elect Biden and Harris. I think it's yet to be seen response and reaction from some notable progressives to Harris as the reaction to Harris as Biden's pick for VP. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if they're smart, they know that the ideals that we fight for as a Democratic Party under Biden and Harris are more closely aligned with with their goals than a Trump presidency. And while not perfect, not perfectly aligned, if they don't get closer, if they don't work to get closer, it'll just prolong the time that it takes for them to be, to be successful. And I hope that doesn't happen. That is certainly one of the things that could derail the efforts to identify, to really sway that Tardak suburban vote if Trump is successful in branding us as too far left.
Before I let you get up out of here, you're the former mayor of one of the great cities of this country, which has come under, I think, unfair attacks from folks who've never even walked the streets of the city, let alone spent time there. What would you tell America about Baltimore? Their impressions of the city, and I spent a lot of time when I was lieutenant governor walking the streets, walking North Avenues, working with the HBCUs, working in communities, talking to the young men at Eager Street Academy at the time and about their futures and helping them transition out of prison. But then also there is that entrepreneurial spirit, the old neighborhoods, the families, the communities. And yet everyone sort of looks at Baltimore through the lens of The Wire, or they look at Baltimore through the rhetoric of a Trump who says, no human being would live there, which is total bullshit. But okay, that's Trump.
It's a reflection of his racism. It's a reflection that, that in his mind, why would anyone live amongst black people, option. And that's why, he's making such a point of this rollback of Obama's housing policies that he thinks is going to protect his coded language that he's saying to suburban housewives that, don't worry, the black people will not come into your neighborhood if you keep me president. But what I would say to people about Baltimore is this. Baltimore is an amazing city that is a true reflection of some of the best things about our country and some of the most challenging things about our country.
Mm-hmm.
But in our core, every single person that says that they love our country, love the flag, that we must respect the anthem. If they truly respect the anthem, then the only thing that they should say about Baltimore, or when Baltimore comes up, is thank you. Because it is the grit and the resilience of the people of Baltimore, that grit and resilience and, you know, that spirit, that unwavering, undaunting spirit that saved our country during the war of 1812. And, you know, fought back the British when they were, you know, after they had burned down Washington, and they came up the street and thought that they were going to do the same thing in Baltimore. And we fought them back.
Yep.
and led to the end of the war and protected our country. So, you know, people can say what they want. We're rough, we're this, we're that. We made sure that America stayed America. And we have the scars to prove it. So, you know, is racism a problem in Baltimore? Yes. Is poverty a problem in Baltimore? Yes. Health disparities? Yes. Educational disparities? Yes. But we are scrappy and we're undaunted and we're resilient, just like we have always been. And, you know, I think the thing with Baltimoreans, too, is we know who we are. And I'm sure you heard this growing up. It's not what people call you. It's what you answer to.
That's right.
And you know, we know who we are. And when ignorant people spew ignorance, it is a reflection, just like I said before, of Hogan. It is a reflection of them, not us.
Spoken like the 49th mayor of Baltimore. She is Stephanie Rawlings Blake. It is such a pleasure. Thanks for listening to this quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Now, we'll be back with a full show soon. But in the meantime, you can go to Apple Podcasts, review us, give us 5 stars. Yes, we like the 5-star rating. Or you can listen on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcast on. Catch you later, folks.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy is putting the personal care back in healthcare. We know you by name, not by refill number. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.